أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكل وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Why is it that you do not bring iman on Allah Ta'ala? This iman does not mean the basic iman which we all accept, and inshaAllah on that we will get our jannah, we will be successful inshaAllah. But this iman means that iman, as Allah says in another place in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. That is, you have got that iman, but bring the reality of iman. You do accept Allah is one Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as his final messenger and rasul. We believe in akhirat, etc. All that, we have got iman. But now to bring that life in that iman, that reality in that iman, that we trust fully on Allah Ta'ala, we have tawakkul, we realize that realization is in us that Allah is watching us at all time. Allah is with us, His malaika are with us. That realization has to come into us, that we have that taqwa, that we fear Allah Ta'ala, we fear the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So similarly, in order to achieve that, one major way is to spend in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One should buy his physical self and his money, spend it for the upliftment of Islam, for the sake of deen, in whichever way it may be, going out in tabligh jamaat, spending it on masajid, madaris, orphans, etc. And whenever the need is more greater, at that time to spend, the virtue is also much more greater. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. اور تم کو کیا ہوا ہے کہ خرچ نہ کرو گے اللہ کی راہ میں. And what has happened to you? Why don't you spend in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? A person should be ready for that which Allah Ta'ala has given him. His wealth is not his own. His life is not his own. It is all given by Allah Ta'ala. And we should be ready to spend it for Allah Ta'ala. Our lives, our wealth, everything that we have, it is trust in our hands. And as a trustee, whatever a person has put in his trust, he has to follow the instructions of that person. And if he tells him spend here, he must spend here. Don't spend here, then he must not spend there. So this is all a trust in our hands, and this reality we have to get. Normally, we all feel it's my house, my money, my life, I can do with my body as I want to. No, it is all a trust from Allah Ta'ala. That reality has to come into us. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اور اللہ کو بچ رہتا ہے ہر کچھ آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. And whatever there is in the heavens and the earth, all of it, the heritage is Allah Ta'ala. It goes back to Allah Ta'ala. Everything will go back to Allah Ta'ala. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Each soul will taste of death. And upon that, nothing now belongs to that person. He will go with nothing in the qabr. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. All that are on the surface of the earth, everyone, everywhere, everyone will be brought, will be destroyed, will become fani. There nothing will be left. Only Allah Ta'ala will be left. There will be a period where there is nothing and nobody but only Allah Ta'ala. So everything is for Allah Ta'ala. So if we don't spend it, it's going to be finally destroyed. And if we spend it in the path of Allah, we have preserved it. We have reserved it for our akhirat, for our eternal life. So Allah encourages us to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In one majlis of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also present, and he had torn and tattered clothes. One abba that was patched and torn. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that why is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in this condition? He said that whatever he had, everything he spent it in the path of Allah. Then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah asks Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in this condition of his, is he happy with Allah or unhappy? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked him, he said, how can I ever be unhappy with my Rabb, with my Allah? I'm extremely happy. On that Allah ta'ala send a basharat of salam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for this great sacrifice. May Allah give us that same spirit to also sacrifice our lives and our wealth for the pleasure of Allah and for the upliftment of deen. So everything is going to be is Allah's, and finally we will see that it returns to Allah. Ours will be what we send for the akhirat. And then again, there is a great need to spend when the need is more greater. That reward is much more greater. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. برابر نہیں تم میں جس نے خرج کیا فتح سے پہلے اور لرا. Those people are not equal who spent before the conquest of Makkah, Fath Makkah. Or it might refer to Sulh Hudaybiyah. Those people who spent before that, when Islam was still outwardly weak, and there were few Muslims, and they were poor, and the unbelievers were plenty, and all power was with the non-believers. Those who spent in such conditions, who gave their time, who gave their lives, who spend their money, they are at a much more higher position than those who spend afterwards. In all work, for example in tabligh work, today mashallah, it has spread very much. But at the beginning when nobody was supporting it, those who worked at that time, their reward is much more greater. In the Darul Ulooms, before when we did not have Darul Ulooms, and those who went to India and they had to sacrifice India, Pakistan, other countries, and so their reward will be greater. Today, mashallah, there are so many Darul Ulooms and the conditions of living are so much more easier. The reward becomes less. The same way, there weren't girls Darul Ulooms. Today, there are. So before, people had to also go to India, wherever there were very few Darul Ulooms there for girls also. But those who went and made those sacrifices, their reward is greater than those who now find it quite comfortable and easy to study here. So the reward is always more greater. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنفَقُوا مِن بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. In logon ka darja bara hai, unse jo kharch jo kare, usse peeche, aur lare. Those people, their reward is much more greater than those people who spend afterwards and who gave their time and their lives and they fought in the path of Allah later. When Islam had become stronger, then too there was a need. But at the beginning, when the conditions were quite miserable, those who sacrificed at that time, their reward is much more greater. وَكُلَّنْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. اور سب کو وعدہ دیا ہے اللہ نے خوبی کا. And for all, Allah has given a wonderful promise. And that is the great promise of returns in this world also and in the year after also. Those who were, and it has been seen that those who spend freely in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives them barakat in all their matters and in all goodness and stability in all their matters. And those who do not spend, then perhaps the crooks come and take it away. We spend it in wrong places and it gets destroyed. Instead of that, spend it in the right place and preserve it and reserve it for the akhirah. Wallahu bima ta'amaloon khabir, or Allah ko khabar hai jo tum karte ho. And Allah fully well knows all that what you do, with what intention you are giving it, with what jazba, urge you are giving it. Are you giving it with a hard heart, or are you giving it happily in the path of Allah Ta'ala? Allah knows everything. Whether you are doing it for name and fame, for other people, to show other people, or you are doing because you are forced to do it, or whether you are doing it happily, Allah knows everything. Then Allah Ta'ala says to encourage us further to spend in the path of Allah, and in a beautiful way Allah presents it. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Kaun hai aisa jo qarz de Allah ko achhi tarah qarz. Who is it that will give a loan to Allah? A good loan. That is, it's to spend in the path of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Allah referred to it as a loan, because usually on a loan the people take interest which is haram. But Allah's loan, Allah does not only take a percent, give a percentage, but Allah doubles it. And Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah multiplies it much, much more for whomsoever He wants to. So those who will spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. When this ayat-e kareema was revealed, Hazrat Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also in the majlis, and he asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Allah asking us for a loan? He said, yes. He said, give me your hand. Like we make bayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand, and Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu put his hand on top. And he said that my farm, which was a very big farm, 600 palm trees, and there was a dwelling where he lived also on that farm. He said, I give it to Allah Ta'ala as a loan, and I hand it over to you, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then went to the farm. He did not enter it. From outside he shouted, O Ummid Dahda, his wife, I've given this in the path of Allah Ta'ala, so please come out now and leave the farm. She said, Subhanallah, you did a wonderful deal by giving it to Allah Ta'ala, the best deal you could ever do. And she immediately left with her children and her belongings, and they came out. May Allah give us these spirits, and this will bring the reality of Iman into us, and then we will get the taste of Jannat in this world also. فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَفِرْ وَأُسْكُ دُونَا كَرْدِ أُسْكِ وَاسْتِ. Then Allah doubles that reward. Allah gives in this world also much more, and in the year after we cannot even imagine, and that will be forever and ever. May Allah really, out of His kindness, bless us with this spirit. وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ اور اس کو ملے نیک عزت کا. And that person then gets his reward, which is of great, great, great honor and great, great respect. Such great reward Allah Ta'ala gives us. So in order to rectify ourselves spiritually, spending in the path of Allah makes tazkiyah of a person also. So we should try and spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and we should spend of that which we love the most. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ